HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Brady, it's time now for you to give us all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. And by the way, before we get into that, our buddy Steve-O is in town, but via scheduling errors and, just can't get it together. He's probably not going to be able to make it in today, but by all means, go see Steve-O's show. I think he's at the Improv, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, because now there's a new club.
Yep, CB Live at Desert Ridge.
Also, our friend Pauly Shore, unable to schedule him this weekend.
CB Live.
He's up in Desert Ridge.
Yep.
And Pauly, I was hoping for that one.
You know, I got no problem when Pauly comes in, but evidently there's a scheduling problem, and Pauly could not make it today. I know.
Brady and Pauly are good friends.
Yeah, Brady, you seem to defend Pauly
every
time
he's here.
He has
to go to a reflexology.
Does he?
A little...
Oh, boy. That's one of my favorite things annually is when Pauly Shore's in here. And I just inadvertently make him uncomfortable. And, you know, through some sort of osmosis or proxy, Brady then becomes Pauly's lawyer and starts,
oh, come on, that's not what he's talking about.
You get nervous for him.
Stares at me the whole time.
Yeah, Pauly makes eye contact with Brady, and that's it.
He's trying, but then you can just look at him and put your middle finger up and go, I'm not your friend.
Is that what you want out of Brady?
It would be nice next time instead of going, Paulie's right. Why you gotta be?
Paulie's right.
Why you gotta be that? It's like, what? So Paulie's not gonna make it, and Steve-O's not gonna make it. We love Steve-O. Let me just put it that way.
Brady's never flipped off anybody in his life.
I know. Jim Norton, not with the middle finger. He does that weird third finger.
Really? You do that? Have you done that?
And Brady's so cute.
Yeah, I did it the other day.
Brady's so cute and lovable that he calls it flicking people off.
I flicked a guy off once.
But Jim Norton will join us in a little while. It is disappointing because I always look forward to Steve-O. And if he can make it, he'll show up when Norton's here, and hopefully they get along, but we'll find out.
Door's open.
But he's already texted and said, oh, man, I wish I could have made it.
Man, I wish you could have been there, bro.
But he said not coming. He's busy tearing down SeaWorld.
Maybe trying to make another flame angel.
Yeah, because last time he came here, he was wrapped in gauze because he was all burned up. It is time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters. It's all over the place. It's the weekend, and there's football playoffs. I'm assuming that's where you want to go to watch yourself some football as Hooters.
Sunday's game. You can watch the lady referee.
Oh, yeah. Hot wings, cold beer, and Hooters. I'd rather watch Hooters, girl. You can't lose. Hustle into the Hooters this weekend for football action, and then say, hey, thanks for sponsoring the Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hello, doll.
Today's food rule battle. What's riskier, double dipping or the five-second rule?
As far as, contamination?
Five-second rule.
Oh, yeah.
According to a new study by a food scientist, the bowl of dip where someone's double dipped is filled with more bacteria than the average floor.
It's just food sitting there.
Man, really?
And there's multiple hands going
well,
in
there are germs that go from person to person. We're talking things like cold, flu, coughs, and
single dipping is bad enough if you're sharing the bowl.
So just one double dip or like multiple, like there's four of us sharing, doing the
They're saying if you did the one double dip compared to the chip dropping on the floor,
picking back up.
Who'd have thought?
See, you know, for me, I watched a guy at over New Year's, there was a dipping bowl, and whenever he'd eat, he would eat the chip or whatever we were dipping, and his fingers would go in his mouth, and he'd pull out and he'd like wipe them on his jeans, and he'd grab another chip, and I'm like, it's not the dipping part. I think it's
now the bowl of chips.
Fishing around in the chips with his, and then you're like, I bet you a bunch of people get that. That's worse than the double dip. I just don't eat community food.
Here's the other surprising fact that he found that when you drop food on carpet, it picks up fewer germs than it would on tile or wood floors. Says it's because the carpet actually absorbs a lot of bacteria.
Hang on to your food.
So a buffet doesn't count as community food?
This is I don't really eat at buffets.
No?
No.
If you're not putting your hands, you know, if you're using the spoon, but if you're scooping by hand, then yes, it would.
If you're scooping, you're. We hear it. Disgusting buffet. Have eliminated the thing everyone always hated. Utensils. We're animals. Let's act like it. Want some coleslaw? Yeah,
I've seen people, like, stuff will fall off or and they'll put it back with their hands.
Yeah, I'll go in when the tongs are there. But, like, if it's a plate of food and everybody gets hands on it, I'm not – or dip in or chip bowls or, you know, community food. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Unless it's someone I know. Like, if it's Megan or if we're all out. Even then, I want my own bowl of chips and salsa. You know what I mean?
You never got your own bowl, did you, when we were going to lunch all
with
the time?
With salsa? Yes.
Did you?
Every time. A, I like the hot salsa. Like, I like the really hot one. B, get your hands out of my food. Usually I ask for my own bowl.
Wow.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't want five dudes.
Hoity-toity.
No, just I want your booger, especially you, booger-picking hands and all your dirt. You guys have kids and all that. God knows what you're capable or comfortable with.
We've built up immunities.
Good for you. I haven't.
No wonder you get sick all the time.
Yeah,
I like people to hand me my chips.
Yeah, that's not bad. I don't
like
that.
Like they put their hand in there and pick it up for me and then hand it to me.
Feed you?
Yeah.
Well, that's too many. That's the opposite. That would be even worse.
Yeah, Brad, I don't think Brady cares. Like, yeah. What's touched his food?
I would eat that out of someone's mouth. And on the heels of the food rule battle.
This guy was excited about a billboard that shot out nacho cheese yesterday.
Yeah, that's
so true.
Correct, and you might be excited about this. Costco is now selling a 27-pound bucket of mac and cheese. 6 gallons. It has 180 servings.
Is that what Jim
Baker
sells?
It has a shelf life of 20 years. It's pretty
yeah,
it's similar. Jim Baker's. Now you can get it at Costco for $90.
Survival buckets.
How long does Costco, that take
wait a minute,
to
what
cook?
What does Costco know that they're selling survival buckets?
No. They've been doing it for years.
Survival buckets?
Yeah.
Then why is it news?
Well, I think they've been doing the multi-meal bucket where it's a variety. This is maybe the first time they're rolling out all mac and cheese if you want it.
All right. I'll take your word for it. You would know more than anyone.
I check inventory.
A big bucket of cheese. 20 years my ass. I'd be gone in a month.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's when you know.
That'd be good for, like, donating, right? You buy it and then I'll donate it to this church. Or
and then the church goes, what are we supposed to do with it?
Yeah, well, Thanksgiving, they can use it.
Yeah, oh, it's 20 years worth of macaroni and cheese. We're going to need more homeless people.
They can round them all up.
Yeah. We need you. We need the unemployment to go way up to get rid of this mac and cheese.
Eric, you're talking about buffets. Well, one of the floating buffets, the Royal Caribbean, the Oasis of the Sea, set sail at Port Canaveral on January 6th. And right now, there's 277 guests and crew members that are having explosive diarrhea, projectile vomit. The norovirus has rocked the ship.
Good times.
So they're bringing it back a day early.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Pretty good idea.
I was reading that.
277, there's 9,000 guests.
Yeah, I was going to say, what number do they have to hit a percentage before they, like, turn the boat around?
Well, they were designating vomit areas. Mm-hmm. If you're doing that, yeah, get me off of this.
My guess is above 3%.
You think?
Yeah, because it's 3.3% right now of the 9,000 guests are getting rocked. So maybe it's either in between 2 and 3%, but
I think Eric's right, too, though. Once they have to cordon off the areas where it's cool to vomit.
That's what they said. There's some hallways and
some spaces where you can. This is cool to vomit here. Just keep the vomit in this space here.
You're going to have to stay in your room for an hour or two.
20, 30 people vomiting in one area is a lot of people.
But you got to keep it away from the people on the rock wall.
I guess that's true.
Imagine the pool. People get inked.
Come on.
Why are you going in the pool if you're
Brady?
Sick?
Yeah.
You know why?
Because maybe I'm.
Brady's
good,
one of those guys that made it so public pools have to have the sign that say if you've had diarrhea in the last 14 days, don't get in.
They don't mean it. Inked. I haven't been trusting my farts lately. Let's
okay.
go swimming with Ooh. Strangers.
You're ruining a good thing.
Yeah, you really are. You're the one that has to shut it down.
I was on the cruise, and I knew I had some stuff, but I didn't think I'd ink you.
Back in May of last year, a police officer in West Wyoming, Pennsylvania, arrested a 27-year-old woman named Ashley Keister. Apparently, she fell insanely in love with him as a result.
Ash Keister.
She'd been sending him pictures and messages on social media, sending messages to the station, even calling 911 to try to talk to him ever since. This past weekend, the police chief finally told her to stop. So early Monday morning, She used a garbage can to smash through the doors to the police station to go through the file cabinets, apparently looking for more info about that one special officer. When the cops tried to arrest her, she tried to fight them. Now she's been arrested for aggravated assault, harassment, criminal mischief.
Love.
There's Ashley Keister.
Nothing you can do about it. She was in love. Makes you do crazy things, doesn't it?
D'Dwayne Wilson lives in Wakefield, Virginia. He's 24 years old.
And his name is D'Dwayne?
D'Dwayne.
Oh, man, they're adding D's to D words already. I'm D'Dwayne.
Anyway, he was he sped through a construction zone, and the cops tried to pull him over. That's when he took off. He wound up leading them on a high-speed highway chase through three counties. At one point, the cops clocked him at 130 miles per hour. After about 35 miles, the cops managed to box him in, so had him pull over to the shoulder of the road. When he was arrested, he told him he did it because it was a lifelong dream to run from the police.
Yeah.
There's a picture of Happy D'Dwayne.
Wow. He must play a lot of Grand Theft Auto.
It can't possibly be his name. D'Dwayne.
I'm going with it, or it could be D'Dwayne. I'm going D'Dwayne.
I would say D'Juan.
I was gonna say D'Juan.
D-E-J-U-A-N-E.
Yeah, D'Juane. D'Juan.
D'Juane.
I'm going with D'Dwayne.
Yeah, I go D'Juan.
I'm gonna go.
I'm sure that that's
D'Dwayne.
The phonetic thing that they've been going with his whole life.
D'Juan.
D'Dwayne?
No, it's D'Dwayne. That's not a thing, sir. We're now going to call you D'Juan.
That's not a thing.
D'Juan. Yeah, I think it's D'Juan. I think it's D'Juan. Like when people spell Susie with an X. It's D'Juan.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You just call him D'Juan.
D'Juan.
I mean, D'Juan would be... It's D'Juan.
No, E.
That's D'Juan. His name's D'Juan.
Yep, I agree.
It's D'Juan.
I was thinking you had an apostrophe in there. No,
that's what I thought, too. I thought there was an apostrophe and then J.
Definitely D'Juan.
It's D'Juan.
Keeping it along the lines, 31-year-old DeLouise, but I'll say DeLouise.
I like that.
Lipsy. She was driving through downtown Milwaukee with a friend last week. She yelled out the window to a guy on the street and said, "It's my birthday. I'd like a birthday hug." He said yes. She got out of the car, gave him a hug, danced in the street with him for a few seconds, and got back in the car, and they took off.
Hmm.
Turned out the whole thing was a scam. She only wanted a hug so she could lift the dude's wallet.
Stole his wallet, exactly.
The guy discovered his wallet was gone.
He's an idiot.
They were able to track DeLouise's car.
DeLouise.
Yeah, DeLouise. They got her... that night, arrested her along with her friend. Turned out they just pulled the same scam to another guy about 20 minutes prior to the cops
came. Were they hot?
No.
That is a good move. If you just mess everybody's name up from here on out.
Then you can never get it right. Yeah. No, he does that to everybody.
Yeah, it's just your thing.
Hey, DeLouise.
DeLouise.
Of course it is. Hi, DeJuane.
You say every letter, don't you?
Yep.
There's a 47-year-old woman named Jana Moshkat.
Nailed it.
Berwick, yeah. Pennsylvania. She was in court this week facing a DUI charge. Her attorney tried to get the case thrown out because the police report noted that Jana had been chewing on her coat before she took the breathalyzer test.
Oh.
And there could have been chemicals in the coat that threw off the results. Unfortunately, Jana smelled like alcohol and failed the sobriety test, the other tests. And the coat chewing couldn't explain either of those two. So the judge ruled there's enough evidence to go to trial. So getting it thrown out did not work. He'll still run with the coat thing.
Yeah. Chewing your coat works?
Not really.
Give it a try.
It could have worked if she didn't do the other field tests.
Right.
Does a penny thing work?
Nope.
No?
You just look like a moron. You know how You know how I know a cop knows you're bombed? You got a load of pennies in your mouth. That's exactly... I mean, if you... I'll take a test.
I think you're supposed to take them out before.
Yeah, if you're drunk, you're stuffing them... Like, you don't know when you're getting a breathalyzer. You get pulled over and you shove pennies in your mouth. Cops are going to notice that. That live PD, those, man, that's my favorite thing. It's like the cops get a kick out of it. They know you're drunk. They know you're bombing. They still make you go through the test and they just laugh. Nobody's doing it right. Except this one guy, like his breathalyzer was like twice the legal limit. And he passed all the tests flying colors. And he's like, actually his breathalyzer wasn't bad. But they said, I expected your breathalyzer to be double the limit. And he's like, you're passing all these tests. And the guy's like, I've had like 14 beers, but I handle it. And he's like, test, go through the thing. And he's like, I'm going to let you go.
And he said,
oh, yeah, no, it's because he didn't blow over the thing. And he's telling him, he's like, I have been drinking quite a bit, a lot. He said, you were going slow, I think, is why they pulled him over.
Maybe he was playing it up for the cameras.
Maybe. It's like, yeah, I got 14 beers floating in my system. Watch this. The guy's, he was amazing. They did that one leg thing where you got to count. And he stood there and he counted like 70 different, like they start at 1,014 and go up. And when you get to 1,029, go back.
That would be a great thing to do. Like you haven't had anything to drink and you tell the cop, yeah, I had 14 drinks.
Yeah.
I've had
14 beverages.
See if you could pass
amazing.
Those tests.
Yeah. Watch this.
You still fail him?
Which Jim Brewer always says that. He always stumbles around because he doesn't drink. He always yeah. looks drunk.
Yeah, man.
Like stuff falls out of his car. Sorry, man. What? Then you just pass the test with flying colors. 0.00.
I think they just look in the car like, we got to pull that guy over.
Yeah. I don't know. I might still fail. That looks kind of tough.
Yeah, some of them are like that one-legged thing. I'm like, I don't know. I've done them at home. 1, 2.
The three. Counting thing.
Point your toe up. Well, they do. They always start you like count it starting at 1,014, go up to 1,023.
So if you stumble
and
a little
go back,
bit,
because well,
the pressure's on
it's
you.
But it's not even stumbling. Right? It's can you follow directions?
Right.
And it's amazing when they're drunk. Like, all right, do you understand what
one,
I'm saying?
Two.
You start at 1,014, you go to 1,026, then you start coming back. Okay. And then they'll get to like 1,025, 1,026. They start walking backwards. 1,027, 1,028. No, you don't go back. You start counting backwards from 1,026. Right. You don't go backwards. Huh? The numbers start decreasing. But you said count backwards. Okay, you think that means walk backwards and count. Get in the car. I love that show. It's on again tonight.
The Lifetime holiday movies are supposed to uplift us and fill us with joy. But there is one that aired in November that left a huge lump of coal for one couple. Their names, Setium and Catherine Alla. And here's what happened. During the movie, the featured couple, the stars of the movie, the girl was hanging up Christmas cards sent by families. And the guy says, don't hang those up. They look ugly. And he was basically referring to, he doesn't like the look of the cards on the refrigerator.
Right.
But the one picture you could see was this picture of this couple and their kid. Lifetime didn't get permission to use that picture.
Oh, they just took some picture laying around.
So Setium and Catherine Alla, their friends noticed the picture, someone picked up on it, and they've been catching some heat. Ah, they said you're ugly. Well, now they're taking Lifetime to court for not asking for permission to use the picture.
How much?
They want all of the profits from that movie.
And the R. Kelly movie. Well, were there any profits from a Lifetime movie?
I don't know.
They make money on those? That's why they're so excited about this R. Kelly thing.
Here you go. Here's your $250.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how little Lifetime movies make, which is why we had to pick up photos on the ground.
Which I think now is the time that they're making them all for...
What would you do, Brady, if Ronnie's watching a Hallmark movie and somebody plasters a picture they found on the internet of you and Kirby and Ronnie, and then somebody goes, get that off of there. That's ugly.
Hey, that's us. Where'd they get that?
Would you sue?
You're not supposed to use that. I mean, you got to have permission. But
what
I don't
if it wasn't like Transformers?
I would think that's funny.
In Transformers, like there's a picture of you and your family on the wall, and they're like, "Hey," and they make kind of a disparaging comment
on that thing. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'd see Transformers. They make a ton of money.
Well, yeah, Transformers.
I'm not
going to
bother with Lifetime.
Yeah, but
that seems like a waste of my legal resources.
Go after Michael Bay.
Yeah, you gave me a Bruckheimer movie, and I'm in court for years. I'm going after that.
Philadelphia's Legoland has a new exhibit, the Double Doink, made of Legos.
Oh,
it's pretty amazing.
Sons of bitches.
Cody Parker.
Hold that bitch.
Parky, get it right.
One of the monsters of Midway. That's me, Chicago Bear. Cody Parky. Doink, doink. Let me put my shoulder pads on and my helmet. I'm a bad bear.
He's 5'1".
He's supposed to go on the Today Show.
He is?
Him and Trey Burton for some reason. I don't know.
Oh.
The Bears, I don't think the Bears are too happy about it.
There's the Lego double doink. Why is that still playing?
Still playing.
Man, how... You just let that play all day?
I like that they threw Rammstein's Ich will over the double doink at Lego.
It's hot right now.
Did they include the, did they include this?
You have to press the button.
Oh, but it's the Spanish or English feed of the call.
Look at it. It's totally wrong. They got him in the orange jerseys. Yeah. They got a Philadelphia on the end zone. Yeah. Were Legos even paying attention to the game? All the details are wrong.
Legos did a bad job here.
That's awful.
And they're usually really good at
this
it.
This is after the game because the guys in the center of the field are shaking hands. Good game, man. Good game.
Oh, they have the path of football.
Well, they did the double doink part right, but Eric's right. There's no, there was, never said Philadelphia in the end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got the Bears in the orange jersey.
Yeah, that's completely wrong.
Dumbasses.
And the Bears mascot.
They got the Bears mascot right.
Sure. Not everything isn't wrong, but that's a pretty egregious goof.
They probably went to closer detail of the fans in the end zone.
Yeah. If you're gonna go Lego recreation, at least get that right.
We'll end it with
because it's Philadelphia's Legoland, they just want to pretend they were at home. Dumbasses.
I know somebody with a three-legged cat called Lego. And it's an adorable cat. Don't make me cry.
I don't think I've ever seen a three-legged cat.
I hadn't either. That's why.
You see those dogs all the time, but a cat?
He's beloved, the Lego. Legolas. I love you, Lego.
We'll end it with some radio videos.
They make the cat play and stuff with feathers. It's only got that one front arm. It's got to stand up on its back and then just eats right after.
The first radio video is a soccer player at a Brazilian Youth Cup game. He was injured, lying on the grass, and the medical cart that came to get him runs over his foot.
It's just like the old Madden on Sega. We used to try to push the injured guys in front of the ambulance.
It is. It's...
Oh, man. The medical guy comes out and runs over the soccer guy.
He's not.
Guess
he's
what?
Fine.
Yeah, no, he's not. Back in.
Look, he was faking it to begin with.
Yeah.
So they don't care. They'll run him over.
All right. That's soccer players are, they're not fragile either. That's the thing. They can take great big shots, but then they act like the world just ended. They're actually really tough because they go right back out there. It's the ones that fake it all the time that ruin soccer for good old fashioned tough American men. Quit flopping.
The next radio video is two employees at a Waffle House in DeKalb County, Georgia. They've been fired. There's a guy passed out on the counter, and they started piling food on his head.
He got plastered.
And they put it on video.
Passed out at the Waffle House, and the employees at Waffle House started to decorate him with food. Well, that's kind of the risk
you
take, isn't it?
They're making a salty cheese sandwich, I think.
It's he's just got his head down at the table.
Pile of salt and one slap of cheese.
Well, that's kind of what happens to you when you get passed out drunk, right? You get decorated. Oh, boy, there's a lady on the news. She's going to be upset about this. They fired the Waffle House workers. Is there sound rich? Or is it still?
Oh, there is ketchup,
too. You see someone put salt and then a slice of cheese and then ketchup on the man's head. His fiance told us he was in the restaurant to sober up.
He passed out during the time, and they took advantage of him.
No, they didn't. They put food on
his head. Channel 2's Matt Townsend is live in South Seattle, and that those workers could also face charges.
Well, by the way, that's not what Waffle Houses are for, technically. They're
that's
for eating.
That's a rule.
Yeah.
You don't Waffle House, if you pass out.
Look, it's a rule in general life. Yeah. You don't go into the Waffle House for, I'm here to take up a table and sober up and not order. I'm going to put food on you. They didn't take advantage of it. Let's redefine what being taken advantage of is. I've earned that, by the way. If I went into Denny's, passed out on somebody's table, and woke up with some ketchup in my head, I'd be like, you bastards. Anyway, I kind of deserve this.
Lucky those guys didn't have Sharpies.
How about control yourself to where you don't get passed out drunk in public so nobody can pour ketchup on your head? You're lucky that's all that happened to you.
Waffle House responded. They said they apologized and they're going to give her a couple all the profits from the meal that he had.
I disagree. I have to take the other side on this.
Like, I know, because you're a drunk who can't control yourself. You this could happen to
the guy,
you.
He did nothing wrong.
Yes, he did.
He's not bothering anyone.
Public intoxication.
Maybe he ordered some food or something.
Trespassing. You can't be blackout
loitering.
Drunk in public.
He might have ordered something and just passed out.
And they gave it to him.
You're disrupting business.
He's willing to give a big
tip. Can't conduct business.
I'm not saying
they're
right.
They can conduct business. He's not bothering
taking
anyone.
A seat.
I'm not saying they're right. I'm saying he's not right either. This is a wash.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to lose their job. Nobody needs to go into court. This is just a wash. Everybody stop. And then the Waffle House manager's got to be like, hey.
Pay for anything
in
that
the future,
if ketchup got on his clothes.
Yeah. They should have called the cops. I mean, so much worse could have happened.
Pay for
a
new
guy.
Hairdo.
Yeah. Yeah. Give him a few bucks for a free Waffle House thing and 10 bucks for his hairs to get rebraided.
I mean, normally I just sleep in a bush. And
right.
Because
that's responsible drinking.
But what if that's somebody's special bush? I don't know. Like,
ew.
Then I'm in trouble.
If you damage the bush.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's like one of them Disney hedges and you go in there and lump it out.
And ruin
there's
Dumbo.
Some drunk in our bush. Pour ketchup on his head. It's a wash. Sorry I took up your space. You guys probably shouldn't have done this either.
What do you want me to do? Lay in the middle of the street?
How about not get blackout drunk?
Well, that's not an option.
Well, then you're going to risk the rewards of ketchup in your hair. That should have been a high five at the end. Good guy. Well, those guys, dickheads. Nice job. Sorry I passed out at your work. You guys are dicks. I'm not telling anybody about this. That dude went home and his wife got all mad. No, I guarantee he was like, don't say nothing, baby. It's all right.
They took advantage of you putting salt in your braids.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
I'm calling the news.
Oh, this ain't good. This ain't good.
She just wanted to be on the news.
Well, she was like from the shoulders down. They didn't want to be identified. He got passed out drunk at the Waffle House, and they took advantage of him. What could have happened was the Waffle House employees could have done what was right, called the police, and had that been removed for, like you said, loitering and for public intoxication. But what they did was, pour some ketchup on him, have some fun. He'll wake up. Everything's fine.
Yeah, what happened to Winston's thing about white people are the only ones that rat the others
that's
out?
That's right, like, Winston.
These guys are just ratting these out the Waffle House.
That's right. Snitching on the Waffle House, man.
Taking advantage of, John, he could be pregnant at Hacienda Care Facility.
Yeah.
Take your beating and go home.
Yeah, weigh that phrase. Yeah, take your beating that you kind of gave to yourself to start. Wandered into the Waffle House. Can I sleep here? No. Pour ketchup on that guy.
You've been on both sides of that, though, haven't you? Everybody has.
Me? Getting drunk at
the... As the drunk passed out and as the guy messing with the drunk who's passed out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I've messed with plenty of
It's a rite of passage.
I've shaved an eyebrow. Not my own, someone else's.
Taking Sharpies to people.
Yeah, we've drawn on people.
I've turned someone into Father Time, turned them into the Riddler, question marks all over
his body. That's pretty good.
So that's how he got that name.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, probably at one time.
Yeah. You would have been the worst one to be around because you're sober the whole time.
Yeah, there's no getting you back.
Yeah, there's no like you're
well,
not.
Well, I guess you can put him in a food coma.
Yeah.
My stomach hurts.
Oh, God.
I'm going to sleep like Rip Van Winkle.
I've had half a turkey.
Yeah. All yeah, I would write, I would just write on Brady's forehead, HBP. I'd write it backwards so he looks in the mirror. HBP 190 over 120.
Somebody took my blood pressure last night. Who's the jackass?
All right, Slappy.
I was in a food coma.
We should have got him at that homeless for the holidays after he hooked that mask up.
Oh my God,
poured salt in that.
And what's this?
In that room that is now Jimmy John's that was just echoing.
Oh, my God. Could not sleep that night.
Yeah, we could get you back. I think you'd sleep through most of it.
Nothing like a pump going off next year.
The worst thing is if you started to pour ketchup.
Ocean breeze. What are you talking about?
If Brady was drunk and you started to do the trick and you put cheese and salt and ketchup on his head, he'd do that Scooby-Doo tongue and get it off. Hey, he ate it. He's out cold, and that happened. I don't know how that happened.
I got a quick Wild World
Brady
video.
All right, go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild, Wild World Brady video. I give you the Australian maggot.
Oh.
Another reason why.
Good night, mate. What? Everything in
Not
Australia,
go to Australia is very dangerous.
You didn't get the complete
This is
name
also
there.
Called the rat-tailed maggot.
What's it do?
It squirms around. It will get into your stomach if it can. If you fall asleep. Maybe if you're drunk and you pass out.
Yeah.
Drop Waffle the old Australian maggot down the throat.
Got an idea. We've got a guy out here drunk, passed out. Throw some Aussie maggots on him.
Good eye.
I think that's
only
how.
In places where there's bad water.
Coming back as that.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna combine a couple religions here. Like if I was to come back, that would be my living hell. I would be the maggot there with the long tail. I mean, doesn't that?
I don't know, just being a maggot in general. I don't care which species or version of maggot I've come back
at. You're on feces.
It's
usually.
Not like you come back and go, well, at least we're the Aussie version.
Right.
Maggots.
Right. I think
that's true hell, if religion had any bearing at all in my life. That would be true hell.
Can you imagine?
Which would be that when you do come back, you're aware of what you were
and, you're
and
a
why you're a maggot.
Ugh.
Well, I'm a maggot because I used to pour ketchup on people when they were sleeping. So now I'm back as a maggot.
Yeah, what does it turn into, though? I was curious because, you know, most maggots are flies.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wonder what that fly looks like.
It's got a tail.
Ugh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Comes back as Pauly Shore impersonator.
That's your wild, wild world. Ready video.
Oh, it's a yellow jacket looking fly.
Oh, yeah. It comes back as kind of half bee, half
beauty.
Fly. Is that pretty to you?
Lethal sting, probably.
Drop beauty.
It. It's a three-stepper.
Beauty.
Stings you, you're done. Yeah, that's pretty
it's
cool.
It's a bee. It's a drone fly. Rat-tailed maggot fly. Don't worry about it. Old maggots have tails.
Nothing to see here.
Finally, this girl spent 2018 scaring her mom with snapping pops.
Oh, those little...
The reactions are pretty funny. She did it the whole year.
Oh.
Her mom's
oh, look
at
I go. Look.
Catherine!
While she's vacuuming, this lady is fragile.
Why would you do sangria?
All right, I don't like this lady anymore.
Cussing in
Spanish. I would kick that kid out.
Yeah, that's pretty much enough.
La chingada, YouTube!
You throw one more snap and pop.
So basically, a small twig breaking would send this lady into a. They're not even loud noise.
I know when I throw them, I usually do multiple.
Yeah, you do the whole box to make it count.
No. Why do you do that?
M80s are so much better.
Why do you do that?
It's yours.
Yeah.
And mine.
Yeah. I just fire a gun at that lady. And now for the final trick with mom. We're going to try a little more than the old snapper.
Mom gets back.
Adios, mio.
Good night.
Why you do that?
Yeah, I don't care about that. That mom's got a lot to worry about if that's scaring her every time. Jim Norton's going to join us in just a little bit. We're going to talk to him shortly. That, my friends, is your Brady Report brought to you by our friends at Hooters.
It's out of control now. 98.